Nepal's mainstream political parties have said they would meet to work out a common strategy after King Gyanendra dismissed the Prime Minister and took over the reins of power. King Gyanendra stunned the impoverished country late on Friday, October 4th, when he announced he was firing Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, postponing November elections and assuming direct power for the first time since absolute rule by the monarchy was abolished in 1990. The crisis comes as the country, still reeling from last year's massacre of the royal family by a drug-enraged crown prince, battles an increasingly violent Maoist revolt.
His Majesty's action is unconstitutional and undemocratic. I just recommended to extend the date of election because all political parties, including my party, suggested me if election can be extended so that situation could be improved to hold election in a peaceful way. I honored the feeling of all political parties. Therefore, I recommended for the postponement of election. Therefore, I never thought this is unpredictable.
Deoba said he had not resigned and that, as far as he was concerned, the Prime Minister can only be replaced by a parliament.
I didn't resign because my elected Prime Minister can be replaced by the elected parliament. That is what I believe.
But the king, regarded by political analysts as a hardliner against the rebels, said Deoba's inability to hold the elections meant he would be removed from the office.
This seems very undemocratic, you know. A decision is done by Our His Majesty the King. And this is not good for the nation and for the people of this country.
Gyanendra, pledging to uphold the parliamentary democratic system, did not say when the government would be formed, but said he would oversee Nepal until it was set up. Ashima Sharda, ANI.